And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Well, the Senate is finally moving to put muscle behind President Trump's executive order protecting women's sports. Senate Majority Leader John Thune confirmed that the Senate will likely have a vote on Monday on the Protection of Women's and Girls in Sports Act. And while the Senate moves to protect female athletes, the NCAA is already looking for loopholes. A new ad from XXXY Athletics calls out the governing body's attempt to sidestep Trump's executive order with a policy that female sports advocates warn is deliberately vague. Meanwhile, a Republican lawmaker in Maine has been censored for simply showing the truth. The representative posted a Facebook photo of a biological male receiving a gold medal in the girls' pole vault state championship, and for this offense, Democrats stripped her of the right to vote or speak on the House floor until she apologizes. And those looking to understand just how bizarre gender ideology has become need look no further than the latest trend called trans-maxing. What is that? Well, it's where men decide to identify as women because being a man is just too much work. According to an anonymous Swedish manifesto, benefits include female aesthetics, access to female spaces, cheaper car insurance, and free meals from men. And the tide seems to be turning against gender transition procedures for minors, with the University of Virginia becoming the latest institution to halt the practices. Governor Glenn Youngkin announced the university will stop gender transitions and refer new patients to private providers, calling it a victory for common sense and medical ethics. Not real sure it's a full-fledged victory, but maybe it's just a step in the right direction. Time will tell. And in Mississippi, a judge has discovered a creative new interpretation of the First Amendment. Apparently, it now means the government can censor criticism of itself. A restraining order was issued in one county against a newspaper for publishing an editorial criticizing the mayor and city council's secret meeting about a tax proposal. That's a violation of the Sunshine Law. The judge ruled that the piece was defamatory and forced the paper to remove it without even holding a hearing. The editorial questioned whether tax money would be spent on toy giveaways at Christmas and hosting events where politicians can hand out goodie bags to voters. Hardly the stuff of malicious libel, but again, a secret meeting between politicians is a violation of the Sunshine Law. Finally, some good news for the pro-life movement as the House passed the budget framework that could defund Planned Parenthood. The Republican majority House narrowly approved the budget resolution that includes $4.5 trillion in tax cuts and $2 trillion in spending reductions over the next 10 years. And that's today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.